Tracy and Britt Morton are a married couple, and for the last 16 years, they've worked side by side, both as gym and health teachers, at Apex High School. They say they got into their professions because they couldn't imagine doing anything else. That's why it was so surprising, even to them, when they approached the principal yesterday with bad news. Here's what they told him.
We've got to leave, not because of you or any young man or woman on this faculty that we have a great relationship with. We have to leave because we've got to make ends meet and do better ourselves so we can make a comfortable, at least, living.
They say their salaries just don't cut it, that they're not making enough.
My wife works three jobs as a teacher, as a on the weekends selling soccer equipment in tournaments. Summer, she's a manager of a pool. Myself, I'm a coach, football and wrestling, and we still can't make our payments.
Britt Morton and his wife say they're moving to Georgia this summer to teach there instead. According to school officials, more than 600 teachers from Wake County have also decided to leave their jobs this school year. That's about a 40% increase from last year. The Wake County school system is the largest in North Carolina and employs just under 9,000 teachers. Doug Tillman is Wake's assistant superintendent for human resources.
We know anecdotally that financial security and a more manageable workload has a lot to do with these decisions. And we know that's our job to sound an alarm to stop the teacher flight, particularly from Wake County, but across our state.
A state report shows similar upward trends of teachers leaving. About 14% of teachers left their districts last school year. That's about one out of every seven teachers. It's the largest turnover rate in 5 years. But of course, the reasons for leaving vary. Some teachers retired, others got new teaching jobs, or changed careers altogether. Meanwhile, the supply of future teachers may be dwindling.
In the NC State College of Education, we are going to see between an 18 and 20% reduction in students entering teacher education next year. And this is on the heels of a year where we saw a reduction the prior year. So we are seeing fewer students choose to become teachers.
That's Michael Marr, North Carolina State's Assistant Dean for Professional Education. He attributes the decline to a laundry list of reasons that have to do with recent legislation.
Reductions in teacher assistant funding lead to larger classes, more work for teachers, removing supplemental pay for advanced degrees, providing raises for teachers only in the first and second year, has the potential to turn this into a transient profession.
North Carolina teachers have not seen a significant pay raise in the last 6 years. Governor Pat McCrory and other Republican state leaders have pledged to offer a 14% increase to beginner teachers. Critics say raises for veteran teachers would also be possible if lawmakers hadn't cut taxes, resulting in a loss of almost $2 billion in revenue over the next 5 years. Republican State Senator Jerry Tillman spoke at the Emerging Issues Forum earlier this year.
We've not had the money, but the tax plan that we've put in and some of these other economic steps are going to pay dividends that we will be reaping, hopefully, when this economy picks up. And I believe we've jump-started it. I think you'll see a lot of good things for great and wonderful teachers.
Senator Tillman has repeated time and again how he wants to offer more money to the best, most effective teachers. Kelly Nystrom is a fifth grade teacher at Underwood Elementary School in Raleigh. She says her salary is $20,000 lower than when she was a teacher in California 11 years ago.
I turned 40 this year, and if something ever happened to my husband with a master's degree, a reading certificate, ESL certification, two credentials in two states, I could not take care of my family without his financial support.
Nystrom says she's leaving her job to take a gig in the private sector.
Teachers are teachers not because we wanted to have material items. We want to be in the classroom. We want to be with children every day. We advocate every day for those children. But now I need to advocate for myself and my family and my family's future.
Lawmakers will take up the teacher pay plan when they reconvene in Raleigh next month. Rima Crace, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.